Good morning. A major winter storm is moving into interior New York and New England to open up the month of February. Snow moved into the southern tier of New York, the southwestern Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England last night, and most of these locations will have several inches of snow on the ground for the morning drive. This initial push of snow is out ahead of a weakening low pressure center in the upper Ohio Valley. At the same time, high pressure located over southeastern Canada, north of Montreal, is pumping in dry Arctic air. As a result, the northern fringe of snow is having a difficult time reaching the ground before drying out as it tries to make its way toward I-90. Eventually, the snow will gradually overcome the dry air and head north, and most locations south of I-90 in New York and New England will have several inches of snow accumulate by lunchtime. To the north of I-90, clouds will increase and thicken for the remainder of the day, but it will stay dry. At this point, that primary storm will transfer its energy to the coast, and an intensifying secondary storm will form east of the Delmarva Peninsula. This secondary storm will start to throw back Atlantic moisture into the cold side of the storm, keeping snow, heavy at times, going in the southern part of New York and New England through the afternoon. We can expect the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and all of Connecticut to have a solid 6 to 12 inches of snow on the ground by the end of the day. Meanwhile, light snow will make slow but steady progress north and past I-90, and the northern Catskills, Greater Capital District, across into Massachusetts will have 1 to 3 inches of snow by the end of the day. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 20s. As the coastal storm deepens later today and tonight, an east wind will increase, especially along the coast and over the hills and mountains. This will not only cause considerable blowing and drifting snow, but continue to produce a rich supply of moisture from the Atlantic to keep snow going into the night. In fact, heavier snow will spread to the north after dark along the I-90 corridor to the southern Adirondacks and southern Vermont. Some mesoscale features will also begin to show up in this environment, with strong, moist, easterly winds slamming up against the Berkshires and Catskills. Orographic lift will enhance the snow, and the eastern slopes of these mountains could pick up snow at the rate of 1 to 3 inches an hour overnight, producing an additional 8 to 12 inches of snow by morning. In contrast, the same easterly winds flowing down into the valleys off the mountains could produce a downsloping or snow shadow effect, potentially eating away at the heaviest snow across the lowest terrain. Despite this, most valley locations will still pick up 3 to 5 inches of snow overnight, and temperatures will hold steady in the 20s. By Tuesday morning, the storm will only be tracking slowly south and east of Long Island, and the upper-level low associated with it will be overhead. The combination of the two features will keep light snow going for most of the day across the region, although it'll become more intermittent, especially south of I-90, while the steadiest snow shifts into northern New York and New England. It'll be blustery during the day with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. By the end of the day Tuesday, there'll be a wide range of storm totals. Most of central and western parts of the Adirondacks and the upper Hudson Valley will see 4 to 8 inches of snow. In the Mohawk Valley, the Greater Capital District, the eastern Adirondacks and Champlain Valley, the Pioneer Valley, and central and northern Vermont will pick up 6 to 10 inches of snow. The I-88 corridor, most of Connecticut, will get 10 to 15 inches, and the highest totals are expected in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and western Connecticut, where storm totals will reach 14 to 24 inches with locally higher amounts and considerable blowing and drifting snow. On Wednesday, the storm will still have some remaining impacts as it tracks off into the Maritimes with mostly cloudy skies, scattered snow showers, and gusty northwest winds. Highs will be around 30. There'll be a brief break on Thursday with sunshine and highs in the mid-30s before another storm approaches on Friday. Right now, this one looks like it could bring a mix of snow and rain with highs in the 30s. And the active weather pattern continues with a chance of rain and snow showers on Saturday and a chance for more snow on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility with mostly clear skies and 12 degrees with a southeast wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 47 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 10 degrees, the dew point 5, 80% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.19 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow, heavy at times, 6 to 12 inches likely, windy, near 30. Boston, cloudy and windy with snow moving in, 3 to 6 inches in the lower to mid-30s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with light snow, highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 17 degrees, the low, minus 7. The average temperature, 5, that's 18 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday. We finished the month of January with 12.1 inches, which is 5.8 inches below normal. And 39.5 inches now for the season, which is 4.8 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees. The average low, 15. The record high, 65, set in 1989. And the record low, 20 below zero in 1920. Sunrise this morning, 7:09 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:09 p.m. 10 hours of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing and thickening clouds today with highs in the mid-20s. Snow tonight, lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and windy with snow, heavy at times today, highs in the upper 20s. More snow tonight, staying in the upper 20s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks. Thickening clouds and breezy with snow moving in from the south today, highs in the upper 20s. More snow tonight in the mid-20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Cloudy and windy with snow, heavy at times today, and highs in the upper 20s. More snow and wind tonight in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Thickening clouds and breezy with snow moving in from the south today, highs in the mid-20s. More snow, heavy at times tonight, temperatures staying in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow mostly light, becoming more intermittent near 30. A chance of snow showers, windy on Wednesday near 30. Mostly sunny, lower 30s on Thursday. A chance of snow and rain on Friday. Scattered rain and snow showers Saturday. And another chance of snow on Sunday with highs all 3 days in the lower to mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.